From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Detained American missionary Robert Park is being released by the North Korean government. Park was arrested in December for entering the country illegally from China, but the North's official news agency says he's been forgiven. From Seoul, the BBC's John Sudworth reports.
Before he set off on his Christmas mission, Robert Park, an American citizen with Korean ancestry, told journalists that he was fulfilling his duty as a Christian. The letter he was carrying across the Chinese border on foot urged the North Korean leader to release political prisoners and step down. Apart from the confirmation from North Korea that it had detained the missionary, nothing has been heard from him since. Now, the communist state's official news agency has published what it says is a confession from Mr. Park and says it will release him.
The BBC's John Sudworth. Toyota Motors has run into another jam. A Japanese business newspaper reports that Toyota will soon recall 270,000 Prius models because of brake problems, and its Lexus hybrid may be affected. Toyota stocks have fallen 23% in just the past 2 weeks. Ephraim Levy, an equity analyst with Standard & Poor's, says the company is strong enough now to recover from a big stock drop over the recall problems.
As long as they can fix the issue and move on and not have it recur, I think they'll see loyal customers. If, however, they say that the problem is fixed and then there's more issues to come, that's where the brand would really take a further hit.
Toyota was already scrambling to fix accelerator problems on millions of recalled vehicles. Meanwhile, Ford Motors says it will fix a software glitch that causes a false sense of brake failure on more than 17,000 2010 Mercury, Milan, and Ford Fusion hybrid cars. GMAC Financial Services says it lost $5 billion in the last 3 months of 2009 and $10 billion for the entire year. The lending group has received 3 infusions of cash from the federal government, which now owns 56% of the company. Michigan Radio's Tracy Samilton reports.
GMAC is the lending arm for GM and Chrysler. It also has a mortgage division called ResCap, which dove deep into subprime lending. Brian Bethune is an analyst with IHS Global Insight. He says there is good news, but you have to look past GMAC's huge loss from bad mortgages.
That is kind of what hits you between the eyes. But the automotive service operations actually saw a significant improvement.
GMAC says it made $369 million from automotive finance in North America in the fourth quarter. The lender says it will continue to whittle down toxic assets. GMAC plans to sell $6.5 billion of those assets at 40 cents on the dollar. For NPR News, I'm Tracy Samilton in Ann Arbor.
This is NPR News. The United States will deploy an anti-missile defense system in Romania. It is the first of what could be a number of countries in southern and eastern Europe participating in a defense system. Barry Schwartz has the story.
We are going to protect our interests and our allies, says the State Department spokesman, in announcing the first step in a new missile defense system. Russia has objected in the past to such deployments when NATO forces edge closer to the Russian border. But the State Department spokesman, P.J. Crowley, said the anti-missile defense is not aimed at Russia but at the emerging threat from Iran. Poland, another one-time ally of Russia, is considering participating as well. The ballistic missile interceptors in Romania are scheduled to be deployed by 2015. For NPR News, I'm Barry Schwide in Washington.
10 American missionaries are charged with kidnapping for trying to take 33 children out of Haiti without official documentation. The defendants say they attempted to rescue children who had been abandoned or orphaned. An attorney for 9 of the defendants described his clients as being naive victims of a scheme they did not understand. State Department spokesman P.J. Crowley says the U.S. is willing to discuss other legal avenues for the defendants. Meanwhile, the children are under the care of an Austrian-run facility in Port-au-Prince. Asian stocks tumbled today to near 5 months' lows. Japan's benchmark Nikkei index is down nearly 3%, or 298 points, at 10,057. In Hong Kong, the Hang Seng index is also down 3%. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow was down 268 points. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News, from Washington.